We are live at IIEX Amsterdam. My guest today is Christian Smith with Global Lexicon. Christian, thanks for joining me on the Happy Market Research Podcast.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
So tell me a little bit about Global Lexicon.
Yeah, so Global Lexicon is the biggest specialist market research focused translation agency. So operating worldwide with some very big clients, great portfolio, focused on quality, been doing very well over the last years.
How long has Global Lexicon been around?
So 2004, but the first 2 years were probably, two, three years were probably kind of in the second bedroom. Then you moved to kind of a shared office of, you know, one, two, three. And probably over the last 6 years is really where we've kind of put on the gas.
Got it. I mean, that's the right way to do it, though, isn't it? Kind of bootstrap the company,
yes,
get to know the industry,
exactly.
Product market fit.
Yeah,
for sure. And you've been there for 8 years now.
Yeah, so probably 8 years. And then full time, essentially, the last four, I would say.
Got it. Congratulations on
that. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, so we have about 85 employees. So, pretty good growth and good referrals as far as new business.
Yeah, of course. Maybe you could tell us a little bit why companies are choosing to use you guys over some of the competition, because there's a couple other companies out there.
Yeah. So our key differentiators, you know, we focus quite a lot on the quality aspect. You know, pricing is competitive, but possibly, you know, a little bit above. We focus very much on quality. We have an in-house linguist team, which most of our direct competitors, in fact, probably all of our direct competitors don't have. In-house QA team. Versus kind of using interns to quality, you know, check your material. And then that comes right up to the PM teams, who then have all of the notes, what we call delivery notes, that go right from the linguist team to the QA team to the PMs and then out to the client. So it's very kind of client focused. You know, hey, we've noticed on question five, you've used this word, but we would suggest actually in this market changing it to this, and therefore the translation would be this. Instead of this, you know, so there's a lot of that kind of consultative service.
There's, you know, languages, it's so complex because a lot of the communication is set in context, right? So the words that we use are in English to describe things and versus like Japanese. Referencing the tea company behind me.
So
that context oftentimes I think is overlooked or lost in translations for market research.
Yes.
Right. So it sounds like one of the things that you guys are doing is providing that lens for translation.
Yes. And it's really, you know, what is that question trying to ask? You know, what is the preceding question? You know, where are they trying to go with the research? And then, you know, which the team really, really pays attention to, you know, so 85% of the revenue is market research. So the team is really focused on that.
Yeah. And that's really interesting because market research is in its own right, a language, right?
So
in a lot of ways, you've got to be fluent in lots of different.
Yeah, that's great. So it's going well.
So if someone wants to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
Yeah. So quote at Global Lexicon. GlobaLexicon.com, and then the team picks it up, and we go from there.
Great, and of course, Christian's information will be in the show notes for this episode. How's IIEX going for you so far?
Yeah, well, I had an early flight. My son's birthday was yesterday, so I stayed with him all day yesterday, and then left at 6:45, but looks very well attended. Lots of good energy, it seems. So looking forward to getting out there.
Yeah, good. I hope it's a successful show for you. Thanks for joining me on the Happy Market Research Podcast.
Okay, thanks very much.